ثالثا أن تعفي لحيتك، يعني from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قص الشوارب عفو عن اللحية، trim the mustache and grow the beard قياما بالواجب. And that is an obligation. Being upright with that which Allah's Messenger has obligated. And that is to grow the beard. He said to his son, grow your beard. Look, it's important. The Prophet ﷺ commanded it. And a command is an obligation unless there is something to say otherwise. Unless there is something to say otherwise. Back in the days, Hizb al-Tahrir, they used to say, no, it's not wajib. It's only preferable. Why? Because they said a command has to have a punishment attached to it. And we reply to them, and the scholars reply to them and say, yes, there is a punishment attached to opposing the Messenger of Allah's command. And that is where Allah said, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those beware who go against my command such that a fitna will befall them or a grievous punishment. There's already a punishment attached to going against the Messenger of Allah, to opposing the Messenger of Allah. And there's many narrations. A man came to the Messenger of Allah and he had big moustache and no beard. The Prophet turned away from him. So those who, na'am, in this situation, would like to be in that situation when the Prophet turned away from you? He turned away from him. And he said to him, who commanded you to do that? He said, my king did. He said, who commanded you? He said, my lord did. My lord did. Commanded me to trim the moustache and grow the beard. And this is the easiest sunnah to practice, mashallah. Because you don't have to do anything. It's easy, just let it grow. Trim the moustache and grow the beard. It's easy, it's economically good. You don't have to buy anything to... just let it grow. Of course, in a good way. Now they have creams, they have oils, mashallah, Allahumma barik. But what is the minimum length? The narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar, after a fist, this is your own fist, you have to cut. After a fist, it's allowed to cut. When? The Prophet ﷺ, Ibn Umar radiallahu did that. When? He did it when he was going for Umrah, after completing Umrah. He did that. And also in Irwa al-Ghalil, there's a narration. Na'am, also, at the time of breaking fast, he did that. Ajib, Kitab al-Siyam in Irwa al-Ghalil. At the time of breaking fast, after, this is allowed. Now, is Allahu a'lam, anyway, those two times are mentioned in the Sunnah or in the from Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhuma, and he was known to be firm in adhering to the Sunnah. Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhuma, in adhering to the Sunnah. So, growing the moustache, trimming the moustache, and growing the beard. Trimming the moustache. I heard a clip from Maghamsi, this Sufi individual. When he was asked by a lady on it was a clip on the radio, over the phone in, she said to him, oh, how come you, Sheikh, how come you don't grow your beard? Because he has a millimeter sized beard. She says, how come you don't grow your beard? So he said to her, well, the Prophet said, grow, but he didn't say how much to grow. Just like he said, trim the moustache, he didn't say how much to trim. You see, these philosophers, they try to bring their opinion in that which the Messenger of Allah commanded. If you, O Maghamsi, were to follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you would know that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not trim. There is no hadith or proof to say, or narration to say, the Sahaba trimmed before a fist. You only have Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum. And isn't that their way the best way? And the Prophet himself, his own beard, if you love the Messenger of Allah, follow him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. You would follow him. The Prophet ﷺ himself, he would recite the Quran while leading the people in prayer, and his beard would move. The people would see his beard move from behind him. That means it was a wide beard. It wasn't a millimeter beard. It was a wide beard that he had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, in the narration, the Prophet ﷺ, where narration mentions while he was doing wudu, the water from the beard would go on his chest, would drip on his chest. If it was a millimeter, it wouldn't drip on his chest. But it shows you the length. It was a long beard dripping on his chest. If he had been a millimeter, it would drip on his neck, not in his chest. So follow the sunnah of the Messenger in that which he has called you to. That is better for you. Instead of philosophizing, bringing, I think, and in my opinion, if you're truly upon ilm, then you follow the Messenger. You wouldn't worry about what people say. This is your manhood, to be a man, a rajul, the sign of a man, the sign of a lion is his mane. If you see a lion without a beard, it's a lioness. Na'am, the Prophet forbade us from imitating women. Allah curses the men who imitate women and the women who imitate men. So the men, if they're able to grow a beard, grow it. This is sunnah, which is commanded by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, it distinguishes you. Na'am, people know that you're Muslim, alhamdulillah, especially if you wear hair as well. Allah, this is distinguishing you. وَإِحْيَاءً لِسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّ and reviving the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمُخَالِفَةً لِأَعْدَاءِ الدِّينِ الْإِسْلَامِ and it opposes the enemies of Islam. Yes, those who do not practice this. عِلْمًا أَنَّنَا لَا نَدْرِي أَتَطُولُ الْحَيَاةِ أَمْ تَقْصُرُ. We don't know if we're going to live long or we're going to live a short life. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when they said to him, he has cancer, and they said to him, we have to give you chemotherapy. When they said to him that chemotherapy makes your hair, fall, he refused to do chemotherapy because he didn't want to meet Allah without a beard, with the hair falling, have already fallen out. This is how much he loved the sunnah, loved the beard, loving the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he didn't want to do chemotherapy. Anyways, and chemotherapy is debatable whether it benefits or not. وَالْمُهِمُ حُسْنُ الْخِتَامِ and what is important for each and every one of us is to have a good end. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِ actions according to their end. بِحُسْنِ الْعَمَلِ with actions that are good according to the sunnah.